this year, porn, how is that detrimental to a young man's development?
There's a lot to discuss there. I think some would refer to it as the porn-demic.
Wow, okay.
Right?
Okay.
It's out there, it's widespread, and the exposure is getting younger and younger. Last I saw the research, like as young as 9.
Oh, my gosh.
And a lot of times it's not even intentional. Right? And this is very important when it comes to those who surround the person with the addiction to help them. Because a lot of times it's unintentional exposure. What 9-year-old is going on intentionally looking for stuff, right? Something pops up, something at school, right? And so that can lead to that. The problem with this, particularly for men, is it's basically shaytan twisting something which naturally we have inherent in us. We have a natural attraction for women. As a matter of fact, it is the greatest tribulation. مَا تَرَكْتُ بَعْدِ فِتْنَةً أَضَرَّ عَرَى الرِّجَالِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in Bukhari and Muslim that I have not left a temptation greater for men. It's not diminishing women's status by any means, but this is a reality. Now, we want to pretend it doesn't exist. That's fine. You can go live in your, you know.
Fantasy.
But we'll live in reality here. So this is a great trial and tribulation for men. And so this is the ultimate form of exaggerating that. You know, we talk about dopamine. Dopamine, when you walk in here to do this, there's a hit of dopamine. It's like, oh, we're going to have some fun, right? Now, what these addictions do is they get us to unnatural levels of dopamine that we weren't designed to handle. Mm-hmm. And so now that becomes the norm, you see. Mm-hmm. So now, if you can just swipe or type in a web address and you can see anything you want, and you can see 20 different women in an hour, now when it's time for the halal relationship, it's not as appealing because that person is not artificial. That person has emotions. That person has ups and downs, right? And this is the greatest thing for young men who are on the edge or not involved, that that's it. It can vary. There's a high probability it's going to affect you later on when Allah gave you an outlet to make it halal, which is through marriage.
Right.
This whole thing like dirty and all that. No. There we have etiquette as Muslims, of course. Yes. Mm-hmm. But alhamdulillah, within a context of marriage. So. Mm. If some young brother's watching there, he's like, oh, I saw some, or my friends are watching it. Just be warned. This could affect your life for years and years to come, and it may even affect it in other ways, which maybe for the older audience they would understand as well.
Yeah.
So that's why again it goes back to the prevention is the most that's the most important thing. In terms of other things that can happen to your question, we find it's not unusual to start on something more tame, and then it gets into more nastier and nastier, and you'll find the person will be saying after a year, they're like, man, I remember I just started, I would like watch some provocative videos, you know, music videos or something. It wasn't porn, but now I can't, I'm disgusted with myself, but I'm getting, like, what's happened?
Trapped.
It's just like a substance. You build up tolerance, right? That's why the drug dealer on the playground, the first hit is free. Mm-hmm. Wants to draw you in.
They draw you in, yeah.
And then, so this kind of gets them in, and then, but after a while, that's not enough.
Yep.
So you need something more. You need something more, right?
Yeah, subhanAllah.
And it's actually growing in young Muslim women as well. Not at the same levels of men, but absolutely prevalent. So I've worked with clients that you see, like, you know, they had an affair or did other things. Where did it all start? It all started with the pornography.
Really?
And that's where it started.
It you creates a fantasy that they want to turn into reality.
It's a fantasy, and they have to fulfill that fantasy, right? SubhanAllah. And there's so much that comes from this. I mean, SubhanAllah, you think of, and it just reminded me, I remember there was an 8-year-old boy. He received this from his friend, a small strip of paper, and it had it was like an address on there, like an email address, something. He went on there, and it was a porn site. So then he went and told his mom. Come to find out that the other 8-year-old boy was giving this to other 8-year-old boys in the classroom, right? So it's kind of like...
That's insane.
Yeah, but you find, just like you mentioned, it's a natural thing within us to be attracted to the opposite gender. Maybe now with even 8-year-olds, subhanAllah, which is about a good 7 years before even puberty hits, you know? Yeah. But sometimes it's like that 8-year-old has maybe 15-year-old brothers, 6-year, that they want to be like.
Right.
Yes.
And then they're seeing, which is natural.
Yes.
Which is normal, which is good, yeah. Right? Or they may catch their father.
True.
Uncle.
Right.
Yeah.
Doing some of these things, right? And say, okay, boy, you watch this and then, you know, or learn from this, right? What I've seen is that, subhanAllah, it creates unrealistic expectations, makes them very irresponsible. This is a really good book, The Boy Crisis. Or Warren Farrell, you know, he talks about how, you know, the effects of porn, and from that is, it takes this very honorable union between a man and a woman, and it cheapens it.
Yeah.
To where when you look at, now I've seen, you know, young men, you look at young Muslim women, you know, at these conferences, these Islamic conferences, and they look at them as a piece of meat.
Yeah, they just start rating them.
Start rating them.
Yeah. Start rating them. That's like a go-to. Every single guy you'll talk to, if there's women that pass by, 7 out of 10.
So, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. That's crazy.
You could be, I mean, man, it doesn't even matter what the age group is. You could be with like a bunch of 30-year-olds maybe who are even married. And it'll just, it's just a joke. It became a joke, but in reality, it did start in a very dark place.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So you just look at them as a body, like you said.
Yeah, it's a conquest.
It's a
subhanAllah.
SubhanAllah. And that is very unhealthy for the Muslim man. That's going to be responsible because it takes them on a more of an animalistic approach. Right. And that's where, you know, sometimes they'll find themselves, you know, if you imagine if you combined all three of these, right? Video games, weed, and porn. I mean, you probably will be someone that doesn't know how to communicate, to where in the future when you speak to a potential father-in-law, you don't know how to talk to him.
Yeah.
He's going to look at you like, yo, can we hold a conversation? And you're not that responsible. You probably have a job, a degree, maybe, but you don't seem like you have any goals or ambition because you're always on weed. And then you may look at the female, his daughter, as someone that is just a piece of meat, someone that is not someone that you would respect and honor, that's going to be a future mother.
Wife and a mother, yeah.
Wife and mother. And that's why the beauty of the son of the Prophet ﷺ, when he says, your mother, when he asked the Prophet ﷺ, who has the most right of my companionship?
I think it's crucial. Always as Muslims, this is connected to a higher purpose.
Right.
I can give you a secular argument against marijuana. I can give you a secular argument against pornography. And those can be useful. Mm-hmm. But that's not what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Because eventually, it's going to end with, well, if you don't have any belief in something else, well, then as long as you're not hurting anybody, you can do whatever you want. And what is the argument against that? If you don't have any purpose, if you don't think you're going to be, you know, resurrected and questioned, then let's be honest, we would just do whatever we want, right? If we didn't have Islam, who knows where life would be?
Yeah, and that's why it's a foundation. You know, it's the anchor that brings it all together. Yeah. You take
it's a core component. It has to be part of this process for anyone trying to get out of these things. If it's not, you know, then there's a huge hole that's not going to be fixed.